Chapter 53. Be Bewildered. I look around. Here and there, I do. Apparently, having not yet lost my mind, but, on the other hand, having temporarily mislaid this recent companion of mine, momentarily off air, who, I might guess, has a literary bent. I mean, what's that blurb business back in Chapter 50 all about? Me, it beats. I cannot pretend to control or comprehend everything that this day brings me. In fact, comprehension is at a low, and always has been. Oh well, we do what we can with what we have, or have left, as is my case. So, this faded new friend of mine, resembling somewhat Roberto Bolaño, also disappeared, although with us forever, in memory's hold, in voluminous print, in lingering presence and aged anecdote, if not in person, which brings to mind those writers and their production, I mean, producing, not just the urge to create, but the action as well. So hard it must be to churn it out on a large scale, day in, day out, not the meagre offerings a song entails, in reference to that paltry oeuvre of mine. The poor writer must be at the end of tether, coming up with all things new, new setting, new theme and plot, new characters, all with new outfits and foibles, new pseudo-sensations, new ways of looking and seeing, new angles and depths, saying the same old things in apparently new ways. What could possibly be harder than that? Easier to square a circle, turn back the hands of time, achieve world peace, or row a boat right up and over the moon. To write is not normal. The normal thing to do is read, and the pleasurable thing to do is read. Writing is an exercise in masochism. Reading sometimes can be an exercise in sadism, but generally speaking is a very fascinating pastime. I didn't say that. Bolaño did. I wonder where he's got to, and if it was him at all on this bench next to me. While wondering, I pull slip of crumpled note from pocket and uncrumple it. Cure for epilepsy, it reads. Some long-forgotten reminder or recipe scribbled on napkin. Knowledge shared, but try as I might, I cannot for the life of me recall by whom or for what purpose. Cure for epilepsy, it reads. Extracts from sparrows' brains, bare testicles and stomachs of weasels. What could one make of that? Could this possibly be effective? Admittedly, one would require a strong belief in the curative effect of nature. Then, below in brackets, it says, an infusion taken just before and after a full moon. An infusion of hope, as sometimes you can't really do better than that. And on that curious note, I recrumple paper, bunch brow, and am bewildered.